Hey, do you ever find your expectations in life just don't get met? The restaurant didn't measure up. The new car broke down sooner than you thought. The pastor's message and the music on Sunday didn't measure up to what you had hoped for by giving your time to come to church and do them a favor. Hello. Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. You know, we smile at expectations, but boy, we can groan when the expectations hit home. When they hit home with our kids, with our spouse, with God. And the formula around here at the Intentional Living Center is whenever an expectation isn't met, the reality isn't met, it creates disappointment. So how do you manage that? Dr. Randy here along with Jennifer and Stephen and our team as we continue a discussion from earlier in the week on expectations. We got callers ready to go. Your comments are welcome on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Let me go to Justin first in New Mexico. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Talking expectations, how do you manage those in your life?
Well, I think that there's a confusion whenever we're talking about expectations. I think a lot of times people have a difficulty differentiating an expectation with a condition. God's love is unconditional. There was no condition attached to his love. The expectation is more to me like a roadmap, a guide. You know, these are the things to do to enrich your life, to go to church, to be around other people in fellowship, and, you know, share stories, create communion and love. I think sometimes we put too much weight on ourselves, that we turn expectations into conditions and fail to remember that God's love was unconditional and those were never meant to be.
So let's see if I understand this. Are you married?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in marriage, you're saying it's possible to say, I have an expectation of my wife in a certain way, and if it's not met, it's a condition different than an expectation, which may or may not be met.
Let's use the laundry, for example. If I failed to do the laundry, which obviously my wife expects me to do laundry, that's not going to change her love for me. There's not a condition attached to it.
All right, so she doesn't expect the expectation. So when she's disappointed, I'm assuming then you guys can talk about those things without it becoming a major big issue in the marriage.
Correct. Whenever I think of conditions, I think if this doesn't happen, then I am not going to love you as much.
Yeah.
And that's a toxic relationship. Whenever an expectation or a vow, let's say a vow is made, if something doesn't happen the way that it's according, it doesn't mean that I'm going to stop loving you for as much as I already did the day I married you.
Yeah. And this plays into doesn't this play into our relationship with God as well, Justin? We can have unrealistic expectations of God and put conditions on our expectation that God's going to do this or this, and if he doesn't, I'm not going to love him anymore, and I'm not going to be whatever in my relationship with him, as opposed to saying, Correct. Hey, I'm putting a condition on what I think God needs to do, which really, frankly, is not realistic.
Correct. God is going to love you in your weakest moments, is all the way in your glory. His love doesn't waver. It doesn't fade. It doesn't grow. He just loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just have to remember that and not put this I have to go give 10% of my tithe to the church or God's not going to love me. Those are unrealistic expectations that we put on ourselves. And whenever I feel like that tends to happen, because we are human and that does happen, I just have to turn to the Father, get into Scripture, and remember, you know what, his love is, it's infinity.
Mm. You know, that's really deep stuff, Justin, when you're talking about this, because, you know, as you were discussing this, God has certain expectations of his children. We know that. And the Bible's clear. If you love me, you'll do what I say, the Bible says. And so he has certain clear expectations. But the point that Justin's making, listen, it's a really important point. you may not feel like you're measuring up to what you and I both know God expects from us, but he still loves you. Just like a good daddy, you may have a kid who's rebellious, giving fits, prodigal son, hello, but that daddy still loves that kid. Now, he may be disappointed, and there's consequences in that child's life as a result of their disobedience, but it's not God's love for that child is not conditioned on them measuring up to some standard, which is a really important point. I think many, and maybe you today, you have felt that in your own life, that you know you grew up in the church, or you didn't, but you know what the Bible teaches, and you feel like you're disappointing God every day, and you're welcome to the human condition, and somewhere or other, God can't love me because you see other people and you think they're better or more perfect, and God must love them more. Listen, that's putting conditions on a relationship that is eternal. God's love for you is deep. He loves you deeply. Now, I know that's harder in our human relationships, right? Because we put a condition on something in marriage, and every day the laundry isn't done or the food or whatever that is not right in your mind, and pretty soon to say, well, if you really loved me, you'd be meeting these expectations. And that creates it's a pretty powerful dynamics. And so the purpose of the show today is to get us thinking about a couple of things with expectations. And I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I didn't do this on the last show, but today I'm going to give you something that'll help you deal with your expectations in your relationships. One thing that'll make a huge difference. And I'll get to that in just a little bit. Let's take a real quick break, okay? And then I'll come back. I think we're going to Phyllis next in Michigan. And then Brenda, hang on there in Florida. We're coming your way.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Are your friends actually your friends? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Here's a provocative question. Would you pick the same friends today if you had an opportunity to pick them all over again? Which leads to the bigger question that we talk about this month. When should you fix or finish a friendship, and how do you know when it's time to do so? The question is, would you pick the same person to be your friend again today? And if yes, why? And if not, why not? The scripture says in Proverbs chapter 3, with all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Pretty easy in relationships to have our own judgment about things. Can I ask you to quietly and very intentionally think about your friendships and ask the question, does it need to be fixed or does it need to be finished? And then be obedient to God. And when you do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Intentional Living, where together as a community of people all around the country and around the world, literally with our online ministry, we really have one simple 7-word mission, and that's to help you, to experience your life as God intended. Not only your life, but the parts of your life, your marriage, your family, your finance, your health, your work. Which raises the big question of what does God intend? And that's what we're here to help sort through together, learn together. We're on this journey together and seeing people grab hold and say, wow, life-changing. Thank you, Intentional Living. That's why we're here. And because of the support of so many wonderful people, we can do this. Don't miss out on this journey with us. We'd love to have you be here. We got resources for you, a platform on our digital site with all of the teaching from the last couple of years, plus new things we're putting up, access to my latest book on freedom from hijacked emotions, that the workbook and the videos. When you call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, press 2, or go online to theintentionallife.com. We're talking expectations today. Brenda's in Florida. Hi, Brenda. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Good. It says right here on my screen, that word is not part of your vocabulary.
No, it is not.
All right. So you have no expectations?
No.
So how does your day go then?
Wonderful. Because I started off with God.
Yeah, that's true. All right. But are you married?
I am.
And you have no expectations, or you just don't let them elevate to take control of your life when it comes to the relationship with your husband?
There's no expectations. And the reason I said that, as I told the gentleman I was speaking to before, expectations, and I taught my child this, and I'll share with you what I said to him. Years ago, she was in middle school, and something was going on. I don't remember what it was, but it was something that she was supposed to be doing. And she told me, "You have so many expectations of me." And it made me pause. And I had to give that some thought. Mm. And I went back to the scripture. God has no expectations of us. What he does have is requirements. He requires us to do certain things. He requires us to give of our first fruits. He requires us to assemble together with other believers. He requires us to witness, to go forth and tell everybody about Jesus. That's a requirement, not an expectation of God. And when we put it into...
Yeah, but how do you have requirements? Don't you have then, using your terminology, like in your marriage, you certainly must have something that's... I mean, what if your husband decides to do something that's just, you know, saying, hey, that's just not acceptable in our marriage? How would you deal with that?
We talk about it.
But I mean, you have requirements then. There's certain things that you and your spouse say, these are things required to have a good marriage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not an expectation. I believe that word is overused and used incorrectly, particularly when we put it in the biblical context. A gentleman earlier was talking about conditions. Yes, God does give us conditions. And usually when he gives us condition, and I'm not a Bible scholar, he says, if you do this, then I will do this. Second Chronicles 7:14-15 is a prime example of that. If my people ... who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then 15 comes in with, then I will lend my ear and listen. That's a condition of something of a requirement that we need to meet.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, you got me thinking there. I'll think about that a little bit. What's the difference? There's got to be some word scholars out here. When you think about the difference between a condition and an expectation, they certainly are cousins, close cousins, maybe even kissing cousins, right? Pretty close. Kissing cousins? Where's that coming from? Remember that? Remember that thing with kissing cousins? All right. By the way, thank you for your call. You got me thinking from Florida there, Brenda. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're talking about expectations. How do you deal with these things of expectations in life or conditions? But I think there is something. Expectations is a powerful word, and I believe it's something that we expect, we deal with in life. Because here's a fact. When I go into a restaurant for lunch, I'm coming with a certain set of conditions. I don't want to be poisoned. So a condition is, you poison me, I'm not coming back. Right? But I would see it maybe an expectation to say it's going to be clean, it's going to be air conditioned, it's going to be comfortable, the food's going to be good, it's going to be served. And these are things we come into. So maybe, you got me thinking, Brenda, maybe conditions are those kind of absolutes where we say, hey, this is a condition for this relationship. I cannot be in a relationship with someone who refuses to be trustworthy. That's a condition. Now, an expectation I might have in a relationship is you're going to pick up your clothes and put them in the laundry basket. But that's not conditioned on staying married to you. But certainly make it a lot easier and happier. All right. Interesting. All right. You got me. I'll think deeper on that, Brenda. In the meantime, let me go to, let me see. Let me go to Judy, who's next. who wants to share with us. Judy, go right ahead.
I had a 27-year marriage that came to an abrupt end, raising my boys, and my ex-husband and their father decided to leave. And yes, I did sit in the middle of the floor, staring at the wall, saying, Lord, what now? What now? You knew about this. This was no surprise to you. Was to me, but not to you. And you've told me, Lord, that you have a plan for me. And this season of my life is changing. What is your plan for me now? I spent a long time trying to hash things out, trying to make reason, trying to, what's this, what's that? Finally, I wore myself out with that and said, God, you know. I put it in your hands. Just show me where to go from here. And I often would think about my boys were in track and they jumped the hurdles. And I'd watch my boys jump those hurdles in on their way to the finish line. And they would fall over the hurdles. And they would get up bloody and bruised and a mess, but they never stopped running. They picked themselves up and they kept going because they kept their eyes on the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that goal set.
That's it.
And so what I did after, I mean, this was a period of time where I sought out Christian friends whom I was not afraid to tell them what was happening with me and how I was feeling and ask for their prayers. Not just about the situation, but Lord, what will you have for me now? Which hurdle do you want me to jump, Lord? And it's been 15 years later that through these experiences that I've had, I've compiled them and have started small groups to help others, to encourage them that life's not over. God will continue what he has started in our life. We may be down, but we're not out.
That's true, and that's a good reminder, Judy. When you fall down after an expectation isn't met, you had an expectation that marriage was going to last a lifetime, and it lasted 7 years or whatever. That's not the stop point. That's a new beginning point. All right, talking expectations. Earlier in the week, we talked to Darla. And Darla shared her disappointment, really disappointment in God, that she thought she did everything right and has two precious children who turned out to have some really, really difficult disabilities that really have been quite overwhelming in her life. And she just honestly shared that she's wrestled with this thing of unmet expectations. And apparently Jenny wants to respond to her. Welcome to the show, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Go right ahead.
So we have a 10-year-old son. He's a type 1 diabetic, very courageous.
Can you speak into the mic a little closer, Jenny? That'd be helpful.
Sorry, is that better?
Yeah, as close as you can be, because we want to hear you well. Go ahead.
So we have a 10-year-old boy. He's a type 1 diabetic, and he does very well with it. He's very courageous with it. And I don't know why, but they say ADHD comes along with the type 1 diabetics in boys. And like Darla, what you said was true. People tell you God has a plan, but it doesn't help you when you're in the throes of the fits and the behaviors, and you're just physically and mentally, emotionally gone. You have nothing left, and all you can do is go to God, and you can't go to your friends or your family because you're afraid to be judged. So I know exactly what Darla is talking about.
To God a moment ago, and that's really what I hear you saying, is you just stay close to God during those moments and realize that things going on around you may not make any sense and expectations aren't being met, but you have to trust God ultimately, don't we?
We do, and we have to trust him with the fact that with what we have going on with the autism, and like Darla's autism and my ADHD and his diabetes, your kids will grow up to have a life. They'll have a home, they'll have a family, and all the worries go through your mind. You don't have the normal expectations that other parents have.
Yeah. In what ways has this made you a stronger person and a better mom?
It's made me a stronger person because God has given us great support. And it's made me a better mom to know when to pick and choose my battles with him and to know that there's 100 ways to do the dishes as long as they get done.
Yes, indeed. That's pretty well says it, doesn't it? Listen, some of you have been beat up in life and you had expectations that a long, long time ago got exploded into a million pieces. And you just heard from Jenny the truth. There's 5 different ways to get the dishes done. Don't make a big deal about the small stuff. That's a powerful reminder today. All right, we're talking about expectations. When expectations get met, don't get met, how do you deal with them? Let me go to, I think I'm going to Ken, right? Ken, are you there? Oop, sounds like he's on the line. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Ken in just a moment. And others talking about expectations.
Yes, I'd like to thank you for the goodness that you brought into my life. And I am subscribing to Intentional Living. The whole program is based on Christ. And I think it's a great systematic way in order to help people order their lives in Jesus. And I think that's the integral message is Jesus Christ. God bless and have a good day.
Yeah, he does. And we will thank you for that reminder. And thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support. Thanks to everybody along the network here, Family Life Radio from our studios here, Intentional Life, Intentional Life Media, and to our affiliate stations all around the country and our podcast listeners online and those streaming, welcome to our Intentional Living Center, where we have one goal, and that's to help you, to experience God's very best intention for your life. That's why we're here. And anything short of that, I think, is living a mediocre life. It has nothing to do with getting to heaven. It's not because of your intentionality you get to heaven. It's because of God's intentional love for you. You get to heaven if you accept that. But too many of us as followers of Christ wander around in the valley of, I don't know, loneliness and lostness and mediocrity instead of really experiencing God's best. That's what we believe. That's what we see in the lives of people who decide to say, I choose every day to keep moving in the direction of getting closer to God and figuring out what one thing today will help me do that in my relationship with him and my family and the things that matter most. All right, back to Ken in Michigan. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing good, Randy. How are you?
Good. Talk about expectations. What do they mean in your life?
Well, like in marriage, you promise to love, honor, cherish until death do you part. I just kind of try to do the best I can to meet all those expectations. Well, they're expectations that's like they're hard to meet.
And let me see. You're saying you feel like maybe your expectations aren't being met as far as what your wife expects of you?
Right. And she expects me to be the perfect husband. And she has negative feelings about me because I'm not meeting those expectations.
And what does that do to you?
I just have a fear that, you know, things aren't going as well as I hope. And I want to think that, this is like something I can't deal with. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to meet these expectations.
Now, and, she tells you this or you just feel it?
Well, I know she has expectations because, brought up in a Christian home, and she has basic expectations. She wants me to do all the things that I have committed to and that she expects. I mean, you'd have to ask her exactly what she expects. She wants me to be the perfect husband and not go from the path of, you know, the, our Lord.
All right, let me give something to you, Ken. A great way to wrap up the show today, because I promised to talk about one thing we can all do, especially in a marriage relationship, when we wonder about expectations not being met. Here's what I encourage you, Ken, and everyone else listening to do. If you and your spouse, or even you and a coworker or a partner in a business or whatever, are finding that certain expectations aren't being met, and you sense it either because of passive-aggressive response or things being said, the first thing we need to do is, you've heard it, clarify the expectations. And the way you do that in marriage or in these relationships is to sit down and say, I'm going to write down 10 expectations I have for this relationship. 10 things that are important. You might have 20, but come up with 10. Or I can't think of 10, I only think of 3, that's fine. But whatever, 1 to 10 expectations. Like what? Well, in marriage, I have an expectation that you're going to be faithful. You're not going to be around other people and having an affair. That's a clear expectation. In fact, that might even be a condition, as we talked about earlier, right? Maybe an expectation of, I really expect you're going to keep your area clean, you know, when it comes to the picking up your clothes and putting them in the basket or whatever. I mean, these are certain expectations that are important to you. And after you write down your expectations, you exchange the list, and then you sit down together and you talk through the list. Because my guess is, Ken, in your case, you're feeling it, but you're not quite sure what all the expectations are. And maybe your wife doesn't even know what they all are. But to get them clarified, and then as you talk about them, you can say, you know, on your list of these 10 things, there are 3 things that I can do. I really can. I'm prepared. I'm equipped and so on to do these 3 things. Number 5 and number 6, I'm still working on. Be patient with me. Pray for me. I'm working on them. I see them. They're reasonable. I'm working on them, but I'm going to need some grace. But honey, I got to be really honest. 7, 8, and 9, I can't do. I'm just not equipped. Maybe someday God will give me the strength to do it, but I'm just not equipped to do that. And that can be a really powerful point of discussion, maybe even leading into counseling and talking some of these things through. But I'll tell you, there's something powerful about getting expectations clarified and understood in a relationship. All right, we're out of time. We could carry on for a long time on this topic. Been good. But we got to run. I'm Dr. Randy for Jennifer and Stephen and our team here at the Intentional Living Center. For my wife, Donna, and myself and our team, God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. We really need it. And again, thank you for being a part of Intentional Living, a ministry of the Intentional Life Media.